This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good afternoon. This is the Daily Digest. On the bigger picture, I'm T. Xiao Yik with Lim Soo Ann and Sharmila Gunnison.
Yes, so it's World Blood Donor Day today. So we'll be discussing some of the do's and don'ts for blood donations and hopefully encourage you to donate your blood along the way.
Sorry. I was too eager to speak.
Yes, Sharmila is very excited about the second story, which is about movie fans. So each of us enjoys our films differently. Some of us watch it for fun, while the rest of us criticize and analyze it and become like, you know, screaming couch critics and notice all the things we don't like. So we'll be exploring whether, as fans, you should be entitled to have a say in the work of a movie.
So in relation to that, we're asking you on Twitter, should fans demand for changes if they are not happy with something in a movie or a TV show? So your options are yes, absolutely, or no, let the creators be. So you can join that conversation at BFM Radio. You can take the poll. You can also WhatsApp us your thoughts at 018-789-8899 or call us with your thoughts, your worst, egregious movie faults at 03-7733-2900.
But first, here's Crazy by Gnarls Barkley.
The Bigger Picture on BFM 89.9, the business station.
That was Gnarls Barkley with Crazy, and now a Hari Ini Dalam Sejarah segment on World Blood Donor Day.
Yes, so every year we celebrate World Blood Donor Day on the 14th of June. So this was actually introduced only in 2005 following the 58th World Health Assembly. And so they came up with this as a way to show appreciation for the voluntary and unpaid blood donors, as well as to urge the member states to improve blood donation services in their respective countries. Mm. And so this year's theme is actually blood donation and the importance of universal access to safe blood transfusion. And I think they also said that this is because that this is a very important part if countries do want to achieve universal healthcare. And they also have the slogan, Safe Blood for All. And the aim of this is to raise the awareness for the need of regular blood donations as well as and safe blood donations, as well as improving the infrastructure and services for people to donate their blood.
In Malaysia, a shortage of blood is always a perennial problem,
yes,
right?
Yeah.
There are not many statistics available, but a study by the University Science Malaysia did show that the total number of blood donors has increased by more than 85% from 2000 to 2014, which is great.
Mm-hmm.
But this is still much lower than the amount of blood transfusions that are actually needed, which increased in that same period by 123%.
Oh, so we're still way off.
Yeah.
And blood banks have to ensure that they have a constant and sufficient supply of blood products, especially as blood products have a shelf life. So here's a clip from a previous Doctor in the House interview on Health and Living with consultant urologist Dr. George Lee and Dr. Noriati Abu Amin. She's the director of the National Blood Centre, explaining about the shelf life.
When we collect blood, right, in the form of whole blood, we have the red cells, the plasma, and the platelets. The red cells can last between 35 to 42 days. But of course, at the same time, our clinician would prefer to have a fresh blood, not blood that has been banked for so long, because there are going to be some changes there.
Mm.
So when we stock it up, so we don't have to collect as much as we collect on a daily basis. For example, every day we in National Blood Centre, we have to collect about 500 bags of blood. Now, with a good stock, we can afford to not collect that much. But as the lifespan of the blood that has been collected can only last a certain period, so that's why we still have to, you know, do awareness campaign to our blood donors to come and donate.
So, as Dr. Noriati said, whole blood can be separated into red blood cells, platelets, and plasma, which means that one blood donation can potentially help to save three lives.
Mm.
So, these blood products are used in all sorts of situations, such as excessive bleeding associated with pregnancy and childbirth, patients suffering from severe anemia or other blood or bone marrow disorders, victims of trauma, emergencies, disasters, and accidents, which is why you always hear the call for blood donation during
right.
festive periods or when they expect a lot of people are going to be traveling outstation. Medical and surgical procedures, of course.
Yeah, but not everyone can donate blood, as they do need to have a certain criteria in place to make sure that not only that the blood is safe for transfusion, but also that the process is safe for the donor themselves. So just to go through some of the basic requirements that you will need to meet, well, you have to be between 18 to 60 years old if you are a first-time donor, but the limit goes up to 65 years old for repeat donors, as long as you are in good condition. And if you are aged below 18, you can donate if you have parental consent. Mm. And of course, you have a minimum body weight that you have to meet. You have to be in good physical and mental health, that you have not consumed alcohol in the past 24 hours before you donate. And then, of course, you have to make sure that you have eaten a proper meal at least 3 hours before and have had a good night's sleep.
And there are also other criteria that could prevent you from donating blood. For example, people who are in homosexual relationships, people with multiple sexual partners, or those with a history of drug abuse are not allowed to donate. And also if you've had a tattoo, ear or body piercings, or even any acupuncture done within the last 12 months, you would be prohibited from donating as well.
Mm. Yeah, and you also cannot donate blood if you happen to have lived for more than 6 months in the UK or Ireland. And this is between the years... and this is if you've lived there between the years 1980 and 1996.
Right.
So this is actually because of the spread of mad cow disease during that period. And there was the worry that perhaps certain bacteria or viruses may still be in your blood. And then there was the danger that you would pass that on to the person who receives the blood.
Right, okay.
Yeah, and of course, for women, you wouldn't be allowed to donate if you are on your period, if you're pregnant, or if you're breastfeeding.
Mm. But for those who are considering donating their blood, often there are several concerns or misconceptions that they have about the process. And the main issue is generally about the safety aspects of the blood donation and transfusion process. And this is something that we have seen recently, not just here, but in worldwide as well. There was a case in India where a teenager had donated blood without knowing that he was HIV positive. Mm-hmm. And he actually tried to commit suicide when he found out. Mm-hmm. A very tragic case.
Yep.
Yeah, and in the same Health and Living show that we played earlier, there was also Dr. Noyati also reassured that the safety of both the donor and the recipient is always prioritised.
The blood transfusion service in Malaysia, we operate based on two principles. One is to ensure that the donation is safe for our patient to be to use, and it's also safe for our blood donors to donate. So this is why we ask a lot of questions. People have to fill in, you know, donor questionnaires. And we ask specific questions about their health, for example, whether they have any, you know, chronic diseases like hypertension and blood pressure. So it depends. It depends if you are a person with high blood pressure or diabetes, known hypertension. With hypertension or for diabetes, and it is well controlled on single medication, and you are well on that particular day, and when we do our mini checkup, you fulfill all the criteria, yes, you can donate. But if you are on multiple medication and you have other complications, then it is better for us not to take blood donation from that particular donor, because the health and safety of our blood donors are also very important for us.
So Dr. Noyati also stressed that measures are taken to prevent the spread of disease, infectious diseases during the blood donation process.
In Ministry of Health and all other blood banks, I'm sure we practice a single-use device, meaning that if we use that blood donation set for one donor, we are not going to reuse it again for anybody else. So there is no way that you can get infection through blood donation. In terms of patients, we also screen our blood for certain markers, which is hepatitis B, C, HIV and syphilis, to ensure that, you know, the blood are tested negative before it is being sent for use by the patient. And there are certain questions that we ask our donors to ensure that, you know, they don't transmit infections to the patient. So, yeah, as a donor, there shouldn't be any worries about contracting any infection through blood donation.
So that was Dr. Noriati Abu Amin, the director of the National Blood Center, or also known as Pusat Darah Negara. Yeah, and I think it was also interesting to note that Dr. Noriati also reassured listeners that there was no segregation in donation or transfusion based on race or religion. So at the end of the day, it is blood, and it is something that is very important to saving lives. And it's just something that people, there's still a lack of awareness, I think, of the need to save, of the need to donate blood. And I think from my own experience, I find that the main problem to donate blood is accessibility. Because a lot of the time, I don't want to have to travel far to go to a hospital or a location where only there I can donate blood. So often it's at places where when they have pop-ups in shopping malls.
They have drives, right?
Yeah. But in my area, I don't think they've advertised much when they have those. It's always like when I'm walking in the mall and then suddenly, oh, I walk past and there is a blood donation drive.
I think I've always had, in my previous workplace where I was for, you know, almost 10 years, they had regular blood donation drives. The blood bank would come and they would set up a sort of area and people could donate. So that's never been a problem for me. But yeah, you're right. If that wasn't the case, I have gone to the hospital on occasion of, you know, when people, you know, are having a surgery and, you know, your friend texts to say, you know, can someone come? That I've done. But I don't know that I would remember or take the initiative. And I should be ashamed to say that, actually, to go regularly to donate. Like, if they didn't come to me, I don't know if I would do
that's
it regularly.
True. Yeah, that's not something that's routinely practiced. Now, I'm just thinking off the top of my head, I wonder whether something could be worked out with pharmacies, you know, the community pharmacies in the shop lots, right? Whether those could be a point where you go to donate blood.
Or perhaps, I mean, I'm just thinking that my main concern with that would be, well, I have to take time off work. It'll take a couple of hours and then I'd have to go and do it. If there was some way that perhaps companies could do a, well, you get a couple of hours off. If you have like a slip from the blood donation bank, then it's not taken out of your leave or whatever.
So that would be incentivizing.
I mean, there are also other incentives by the government when you donate blood, because when they give you your little red book, it's written there that depending on how many times you donate blood, you can receive free outpatient treatment and hospitalizations at public hospitals, at clinic kesihatans, such as X-rays. You can even get vaccinations for Hep B, hepatitis B, if you've donated. So, I mean, they are trying to do to raise awareness, to get more and more people to donate blood. But I think it's a matter of increasing the places where people can go and donate blood, because otherwise it's often just concentrated in particular areas.
Yes, urban centres.
I also think a lot of people are afraid. A lot of people I know are afraid of blood and afraid of needles and afraid of the process, and so they don't. And I actually used to be one of those people. The thing that convinced me to do it was, I suddenly realized that if there should come a point when I had to go to the hospital and had to be confronted with putting an IV line in or getting an injection or having to, you know, have blood put in or whatever, that I didn't want that to be the first time that that ever happened to me. In a slightly
you might
selfish
as well
way.
Normalize
yeah,
it.
So I thought I would normalize that experience for myself. And it's actually worked, because the first time I went, I was really, really terrified. But now I donate blood as often as I can, you know, caveat when I'm able to, because there's a place that I can do it at. And it doesn't terrify me anymore.
And it's not as terrifying as you think. I think the first time is always more terrifying and you get more nervous. But, you know, it just takes a few minutes for them to get your blood, and then you have free Milo and biscuits out of that as well.
Yes, that's true. Incentive.
That's right. Yeah. So, donate blood. Today is World Blood Donor Day. That's the whole idea. It's to keep reminding us of what we can do. So, look up the National Blood Centre or Pusat Darah Negara on their Facebook page to keep up to date with where there may be a blood donation drive near your area.
And
yes, so we will wrap up this story, but we'll sort of leave you with the Twitter poll for our second story, which I'm so excited about. I can't seem to speak clearly.
I think we all have opinions on this, but we are also asking for your opinions. So you can take our poll at BFM Radio, where we're asking you, should fans demand for changes if they're not happy with something in a movie or TV show? The answers are yes, absolutely, or no, let the creators be. So you can do that at BFM Radio. Tell us if you have thoughts on it. You can also WhatsApp us at 018-789-8899 or call us at 03-7733-2900.
So Game of Thrones fans, stay tuned because we'll be discussing fan petitions next. Meanwhile, here's AC/DC if you want blood, you got it.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.